What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Guys can cook.
They bring the George Foreman down there?
No, George Foreman. This is stuff. This is beans and, you know, bush pork and beans. I never knew about bush pork and beans are good. You make all kinds of stuff.
16 dudes and bush pork and beans.
Oh, yeah. It was like Blazing Saddles around a campfire.
Oh.
Forget the beer. They drink liquor, too. I mean, I don't understand how you can drink.
Tito's is flowing.
You name it. It's there. But you look, and then like two bottles are gone. And then you see a guy just conked out. It's just a place to be a fool. And that's what it is.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers.
Get them up. Get them out. Wake them up. It is Tuesday. B&E on the Horn. Early bird gets the worm. Glad you're up early with us. 4 hours in fun and conversation just getting going. There's a lot to talk about. We are jam-packed. We have an NBA champion crowned in the association last night, as expected. Golden State gets the win. We'll document, talk about it. A thrilling victory last night and a great cap to a great first year in Golden State for Kevin Durant, the former Longhorn, who is the National Player of the Year in his 1 year at Texas. He is now an NBA Finals MVP. Get you details and let you hear from Durant after last night's closeout victory. Plenty of baseball, Astros and Rangers down in Houston. Yu Darvish dazzling, and the Astros put another starter on the DL last night like they needed that. Also, the amateur player draft in Major League Baseball, which of interest, the Longhorns are going to lose a couple players, possibly a couple of recruits as well. The field is set for the College World Series in Omaha, and we've got recruiting battles from the Red River. Oh, yeah. Recruiting battles in college football and a setback in a big way for old Vince Young. So we're jammed. We're jammed today, my friend. How are you? You got your poker night last night.
To 1 o'clock.
You look tired.
I am tired, man. I'm tired. I didn't get
4 days at fish camp. Now poker night?
Yeah, man. I had to have poker night last night watching the game. It was fun. Good night. But that was 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock,
so three,
dude.
3 hours and change is not a good thing.
You're living like a college student over there.
I am. Poker night, little fish camp.
BK, it sounds like you. What's going on over here?
Man, I got to bed 12:30, Buck. I beat you last night, man. What are you doing?
Good gravy. Crazy. It's crazy, but I watched all the games, so it was fun. Didn't pay much attention to poker since I got hammered in poker last night. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you for the great job you do. It is appreciated. Thank you very, very much.
Absolutely. So we're jammed today. It's going to be sunny and hot, 94 today, and already very, very humid. One of those suffocating June days, 13 June here in Austin, Texas, and a lot going on. Let's get you caught up. It's a very, very busy Ticket City update desk. Let's hit it. Headlines brought to you by Gas Logs Express and Barbecue Grills, and we'll start in the NBA. And former Longhorn Kevin Durant capped his spectacular first season with the Golden State Warriors in style last night as KD and the Dubs closed out Cleveland in Game 5, 129-120. They win the series 4-1 and claim the NBA championship. He's so coveted when he signed with Golden State last July. He is also the Finals MVP. After a brilliant 39-point performance last night in the closeout win, 28-year-old averaged 35 points per game in the series.
I couldn't sleep for 2 days. I was anxious. I was jittery. I just wanted to lay it all out there. You know, I put in work. I just had to trust in it. You know, we were really good tonight. You got to tip your hat to Cleveland, man. They kept us up all night, man. Those LeBron and Kyrie, I never seen nothing like them two before. But we prevailed. We're champions. It was amazing doing it on our home floor.
Steph Curry added 34 points and 10 assists as Golden State closed out its second title in 3 years after squandering a 3-1 lead a year ago to miss the repeat. Here's Curry.
I mean, we learned from everything we've been through and, you know, our perspective, being blessed to play on the stage 3 years in a row. It's all God. It's for these fans. It's for our organization, our families, to be back here.
bring old Larry back home. I'm just excited to be a part of this group and accomplish something special and want to do it again. That's it.
They certainly did. From the Cavs side, LeBron James amazing in defeat. 41 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists. Became the first player to average a triple-double in the NBA Finals Series. But wasn't enough. We'll hear from LeBron coming up throughout the program. To baseball, Rangers Astros opened a 3-game series down in Houston last night. And Texas ace Yu Darvish was just that. Phenomenal last night for Darvish. Allowed just one hit in 7 innings of work. Rangers took game 1, 7-1. Game 2 tonight, supposed to be starter for the Astros, Lance McCullers, put on the 10-day DL yesterday with lower back stiffness. It's seen as precautionary, but in his place, Brad Peacock will start on 3 days rest. Nick Martinez will start for Texas, who got the win. Also in baseball, 40-round amateur player draft got underway last night for Major League Baseball. And Texas ace Morgan Cooper, selected in the second round by the L.A. Dodgers, pick 62. 6'4 right-hander from Jarrell, has already has his degree from Texas, likely is big league bound. Also last night, two members of the Longhorns' 2017 recruiting class were selected. Milwaukee Brewers chose Arlington Martin outfielder Tristan Lutz with a 34th overall pick. Minnesota Twins opened up the second round, taking Canadian pitcher Landon Leach with the 37th pick. They were both coming to Austin, probably not now, after getting picked in the first 37 picks. Rangers and Astros made selections last night. We'll get to those coming up throughout the program this morning. Recruiting battles going on between new Texas head coach Tom Herman and new Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley are going to be fun to watch. Herman and staff have already landed four-star Oklahoma legacy quarterback Casey Thompson. And earlier this spring, Texas flipped four-star quarterback Cameron Rising from Newberry Park, California, from an Oklahoma commitment to Texas. Well, yesterday, it was Riley and staff's turn to counterpunch as four-star defensive lineman Ron Tatum from Putnam City, Oklahoma, announced after a hard sale from new OU coach Lincoln Riley that he was going to stay north of the Red River and play for the Sooners. It was Riley's first recruiting victory over Tom Herman. That's going to be fun to watch over the years from north of the Red River to the north of the border, and it's not good news for Longhorn great Vince Young and his attempted comeback. As Saskatchewan Rough Riders coach Chris Jones announced yesterday that Young has a torn hamstring, will miss between 4 and 6 weeks. 34-year-old is one of 5 quarterbacks on the Rough Riders roster. They open their season June 22nd. And that's the news.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Gas Logs Express and Barbecue Grills.
There you go. A lot going on. This guy says, I want a cupcake. I want a cupcake. Kevin Durant, an NBA champion.
He was beautiful last night. It was a beautiful thing watching him play. 35 points
good word
average.
For it. Oh. Good adjective.
It's just beautiful to watch.
He was a scoring savant when you saw him the first time at Texas. You go, this guy is a different level. National Player of the Year as a freshman in his 1 year with the Horns, and Rookie of the Year in the NBA. And then, you know, the one thing he didn't have was a championship, and that's why he signed with Golden State. Now he does. He scored 39 points on just 20 shots last night. At one point, he was 14 of 18.
Dude, they're trying to put Korver on him. Are you kidding me? Seriously?
Well,
that was their defense in the fourth quarter of the game when they really, really needed to D him up. That's what they went to. They just got too many players. They have too many special players on that team.
They do.
And some will say, well, they only have really two guys. No, they have quite a team. When Iguodala scores 20 off the bench,
that guy was an all-star player. That's an all-star player. That's a guy that other franchises before he got to Golden State were trying to build around. I mean, Denver and Philadelphia.
That's right.
He was kind of a build-around guy. Now he's a role player on an all-star team, essentially, there in Golden State. And as you saw last night, I mean, you know, it was his steal and dunk on LeBron James in the second quarter that really ignited the Warriors' rally. The Cavaliers were the superior side in the first quarter, and they came out with all the energy and kind of carried over what we saw in Game 4 back in Cleveland when they, you know, won the game and hit the 24 three-pointers. They carried that energy over, but the game turned 10-14 to left to go in the third quarter. Cleveland led, or in the second quarter, I should say. Cleveland was up 41-33. Up 41-33. Warriors went on a 21-2 run and stretched the lead. I mean, just totally flipped the game. Iguodala was a huge part of that with his defense on LeBron and then a couple of vicious dunks in the second quarter and barrage. And that's what we say. That team just explodes on you with those players. And so many of them. And then, well, you know, he was doing that while Durant and Curry were on the bench when they took control of the game. And then they come back in and just add to the run and just totally changes the equation. And LeBron James was pretty incredible in defeat as far as, you know, the offense goes and 41 points and a triple-double. Kyrie had 26, but there's just not enough firepower.
Yeah, Kyrie looked hurt after the first half. He went into the second half. I think he banged his knee with somebody.
Yep.
He really didn't look the same. He was off. His shot was off. He was attempting to do way too much. But what else can you do? I mean, you only had two guys. Kevin Love didn't do anything. I mean,
Kevin Love didn't do anything.
No, he didn't do anything in that game. So I think Kyrie just tried too hard. And he was, but he had to. You know what I mean? He was put in that situation where he had to try to make plays. But he physically wasn't able to make those plays in that game because I thought he was hurt. Well, at least I thought he was hurt. So, but they just got too much. The Warriors have too much. The rest of the NBA better start looking and finding out how they're going to super team it, because that's what you have to take to win them. This group probably should have won three in a row.
Hey, well, yeah. I mean, I think they'd tell you that. Obviously, the Draymond Green suspension a year ago was a big, you know, pivotal turning point, and Steph Curry wasn't 100%. But, you know, that two out of three, and could be three in a row, could be six in a row when it's all said and done, because, you know, that franchise, that team is going to keep on pouring. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, you know, Cavaliers get a year older. LeBron James gets a year older. You know, they're going to try to go out and tinker, I would imagine, but they already have the highest payroll in the league, almost $130 million in total team payroll. Spurs are going to do what they can do this offseason, but it's not all in their hands as far as salary cap things go. So, we'll follow it. But the Warriors are the champions of the NBA. And here's a nice text to get the show going that says, "What a winding road for Durant. I'm one still to imagine how dominant the basketball program would be today if he stayed in Austin for a couple more years. This was 10 years in the making. May be the savior. May savor this sweet moment. Congrats to KD." Yeah, Longhorn fans root for Kevin Durant because he's a great player.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. But he certainly is forever altered.
Except for BK. I mean, he doesn't root for him because he thinks he's a cupcake. BK's still a little bit down on him.
How's that cupcake?
How's that
cake
tasting?
Is baked.
No, I mean, that was the expected result. That is why I hated the decision. Like that Nike commercial. Did y'all see that Nike commercial that happened right after? Like, all the people who had been talking trash about Kevin Durant and it's vindicated.
Yes.
No, that's what everybody thought would happen. That's why people didn't like the decision. But no, you got to tip your cap. He's a hell of a player. You know, second or third best player in the world. He's right there with LeBron and Kawhi right in the top three. So those are
the top three players.
Yeah,
you got him.
He earned his finals MVP. He was ridiculous this series. And, you tip your cap to him. It just doesn't look like there's any end in sight for Golden State.
Yeah.
This team went 16-1 in the postseason, guys.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And it took a historically good performance by Cleveland to beat them.
That's true.
I mean, they hit 24 three-pointers. I mean, they scored 72 points from beyond the arc, which is, you know, percentage-wise improbable, to say the least. It's not going to happen every night. And that's what it took, kind of a down, you know, less than focused Warriors team. I was hearing the stories yesterday that the Warriors had flown in there, all the families, for that game four in Cleveland. They had a big party planned because they thought they were going to sweep it out and be done, or at least they had to have everybody there in case they did sweep on Friday night. And
no, that didn't work out for you.
Well, but that was the funny part of that. That was the fourth time they had to cancel a party. I mean, they had to cancel it three times last year after getting up 3-1.
That's right.
They had the same thing. The owners are flying in all the families and all the personnel in the franchise to be there, whether they closed it out in Cleveland or back at Golden State. So they finally were able to consummate the party, and they had one last night in Oakland and in the Bay Area with Golden State.
It's still a fun game to watch. You know,
it was a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. To watch those guys and the things that they can do with that basketball, it was phenomenal.
It was fun. I mean, it was exciting and you know, you said beautiful. It was fun basketball. It was high skill level basketball to watch. I mean, Durant with 39 on 20 shots, Steph Curry, you know, being the running mate with 34 and 10, LeBron I thought was awesome. Kyrie, it's really fun. But to BK's point, and something we've talked about ad nauseum since last July when Durant signed, you know, good luck. Good luck. I mean, foregone conclusions was jumps to my mind. Barring an injury, this team was going to win the championship. And this, you know, I think that's good. The TV ratings have been good. But this is a team when the big four, when you include Draymond Green in there, are healthy. They lost one game since February.
Yeah, but we've
one
had
one game since February.
The thing about it, in sports, we've
unbeatable.
Had these super teams that fails. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those were typically older. You know, it's when the Rockets tried to put Barkley and Akeem and that crew together, and the Lakers tried to do it with Karl Malone late. And this is a team of young all-stars. You know, the Heat was questioned when they built their super team with Dwayne Wade and LeBron and Chris Bosh, and certainly it worked. They won championships and dominated the league for a few years. This one, who knows? Kevin Durant's 28. Steph Curry's, 28?
Yeah, those guys are, and they're
Draymond
not.
Draymond Green's a young player.
It'll be interesting to see if they'll stay together, if guys will move on or whatever. But
as long as they have those three,
why would you?
Yeah, why would you to stay there and keep winning championships?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, as well as Klay Thompson could be, guess what? You don't really need them.
You really want to go somewhere else and get beat by that team?
No, because you end up having to, no matter where you go, you're going to end up playing them.
Yeah.
You'll play them in a championship game.
You're already on the team that's going to keep winning championships for the foreseeable future. This is where you want to be if you want to win championships.
Yeah, you can mount some rings. You can get some rings with this group right here.
Just stack them on top of each other. And I think that'll be, and that's a very unselfish organization, an unselfish basketball team, you know, no matter what. And that's, again, you know, we have had the debate over and over, is it good for the league or bad or, you know, whatever. It's a juggernaut.
You only have so many stars. You can only get so many on one team. Everybody can't get the stars that they have.
Correct.
And for the Spurs, that's what all I kept thinking about last night is, how are they going to get into this? Where do they fit? What did they have to do to compete? I mean, actually, to beat this team during the regular season, how do you compete to get to where they are? It's going to be tough roads. It's sure a tough is. Road for everybody.
Well, and you get
even
both.
Cleveland has to get better now.
Well, and they're going to be over the cap, $28 million starting next season. Again, their guaranteed contracts are mounting. They've stacked chips on top of LeBron James to try to win this thing. And again, that's when the Kevin Durant decision came down last 4th of July. It just shifted the balance of power in such a dramatic way that it's almost impossible to overcome. I mean, when he got hurt for a month, they won 14 in a row. I mean, they're still a great team without Kevin Durant. You know, they might be the best team in the league without him. And then you put him on the team, they're unbeatable. I mean, unbeatable. And, you know, four times in 2 weeks, you're not beating them four times. You might beat them once if you're a team the caliber of Cleveland or San Antonio, but you're not going to beat them four times. And that's what the league has to deal with now moving forward, 16-1 in the postseason. But I think it's yin yang, I think, for me. I'm happy for Kevin Durant. This is what he wanted, this is what he was seeking. He saw he and his mom, you know, he told his mom, this is what I said when we were 8 years old. I was going to win the NBA championship, and here it was, you know, 20 years later, he's got the ring. But yes, it did shift the balance of power and maybe put the balance of power in the NBA out of whack for the foreseeable future, to where it's going to be it'll be interesting to follow, because I don't think anybody knows the answer. Will this super team continue to captivate the interest of the public, or will it be, there goes Golden State again? You know, even for fan bases like San Antonio, who, you know, as far as proud as anyone, looking at it saying, can we actually put a roster together within the salary cap and the ramifications that can even challenge that? That's going to be the debate in all the other markets outside of Oakland, California.
And the continued experience they get from playing in these championship games and destroying teams is unbelievable.
They're only going to come back with more chemistry next year.
Of course.
This was the first year. We had a lot of people predicting failed experiment, too many, there's only one ball, many players. Well, they were fine. And, you know, and you give Golden State as an organization credit for the draft picks. I mean, they set the table. I mean, they drafted Steph Curry. They drafted Klay Thompson. They drafted Draymond Green. They signed Andre Iguodala. They made the moves. And then, you know, they were able to convince Kevin Durant that that's where he needed to be. And, you know, he could become the cornerstone. You can't say enough to me, or at least I can, about Steph Curry. Because Steph Curry was an MVP. He was the league's best player. And in this day and age of, you know, look at me and the whole, you know, narcissist generation, guess what? He was welcoming to Kevin Durant. He wanted Kevin Durant. He wanted to share the spotlight. And there didn't look to be a bit of jealousy last night when Kevin Durant was hosting that MVP trophy and Steph Curry was standing next to him. That's, you know, I think you got to respect Steph Curry for that, because I think there's a lot of players in the league, a lot of people in sports and in the world in general that wouldn't embrace that, right? Wouldn't take a sidecar run.
Of course they wouldn't, no.
Because they're the man. This is my team. What are you doing? Get off my team. You know, that's unselfish, and that's what you're rude about.
And you listen to LeBron, he says, you know what, I gave it my all. Well, LeBron, there's a lot of guys on your team that gave it your all. They're just not as talented as you are. And when you say that, you start to separate yourself away from it. We understand you gave your all. We saw that. Now, he scored like 12 points in the last 4 minutes because they let him have layups. Those guys just try to exchange. You get two, we'll take a three down at the other end. But I just think when you start saying how you played your all, LeBron James doesn't have to say anything about how he played. He had a triple-double every game. So, I mean, I don't know what you do, LeBron. You know, I just don't think you put that onus on on the rest of your teammates that they have to do better. A lot of them can't do better.
Well,
They're at their peak.
Well, I didn't hear the exact LeBron comment, but I would think that means there are guys on this team that have to play better than play to their contract. Because there are guys that Kevin Love, for example, Kevin Love's a max player who in a closeout game didn't give you much last night. You know, he's overmatched as far as foot speed goes, but he can do more.
Is.
You know, Tristan Thompson tried to be aggressive last night, but
just not good enough.
Yeah. Well, can you work on your game a little bit this offseason? You know, can you?
Yeah, you can work on it.
Can you get out of the Kardashians' house and start working on your offensive game? So we've got an option. At, you know, he's still a very, very unorthodox offensive player. Those things can be worked on. I mean, you can develop as a player moving forward. And I think that's kind of the message from LeBron is we got to get better, guys. I mean, this is going to be our roster most likely next year based on salary cap and where we are. We all have to get better. We got to do more if we want to beat that team. Let's hear from LeBron after the loss last night. He obviously will be a headline throughout the morning. He was asked if he has ever felt overmatched in this series as a player and or a team.
No, I don't think I've ever, not one time that I felt like we were overmatched until probably like, I looked up there, like a minute 20, and we were down 13, I believe, or something at that point, and I was like, okay. We left everything on the floor, and it still wasn't enough. They assembled a great team. You know, we was able to get them last year, and they went out and got, you know, one of the best players that this league has ever seen, you know, so. You know, they did a good job of a great job, you know, their front office and their players by doing that recruiting, the things that they did in the summertime, and obviously they paid dividends.
One other from LeBron, how he feels personally after another finals loss. He's won championships, but he's also lost. Here's LeBron.
Well, for me personally, I left everything on the floor every game, all five games. So for me personally, I have no reason to put my head down. I have no reason to look back at what I could have done or what I shouldn't have done or what I could have done better for the team. I left everything I had out on the floor every single game for five games in this finals, and you know, you come up short. So, I mean, it would be the same if you feel like you wrote the best column of your life and somebody picked another one over you. How would you feel, you know, Jason? So you wouldn't hold your head down, but you would be like, okay, it's just not my time.
All right, interesting thoughts from all sides. Kevin Durant, a champion for the first time and an MVP. And there's LeBron James on the other side of it after winning it last year and the parades and all the excitement in Cleveland. The excitement swings back to Oakland and the West Coast. We'll take your thoughts on it. Obviously, if you were with us for the headlines at the top of the hour, there's a lot going on. Rangers beat the Astros last night. The Astros put Lance McCullers on the 10-day DL, seen as precautionary as those injuries. You know, I'm debating in my own head, Buck, if the Astros are just with this double-digit lead in June, if they're being overly cautious just to play for the long haul. Because they're you know, these are, you know, back tightness for Lance McCullers. You know, they're just going to skip a start is essentially what they're doing. And it's new to baseball this year that they have a 7 and a 10-day DL, which, you know, used to just be 15 days. So if you put a guy down on the DL, he's gone for 2 weeks, which is a couple of starts. With the 7 and 10-day DL, you can DL a guy retroactive to last Friday. He skips a start, gets a week off essentially, and rolls back in. Part of me thinks that is it with a lot of these guys, that the Astros are looking to be their best, knowing they're going to have a playoff caliber team.
Sure.
Be their best come August, September, and into October, as opposed to, you know, overworking guys or just they have the luxury of that because of a 12-game lead in the division and a division.
People worried about them not winning by 20 games or 30 games or something?
That doesn't matter. As we said, you know, when they reached 18 over 500 and had that 14-game cushion, you know, they could play 8 games under 500 the rest of the way and still win 90 games as a team. And 90 games is likely to win that division. So that's where they're sitting, and you keep seeing them drop guys onto the DL for these short stints. None of it seems, you know, too concerning with Dallas Keuchel or Lance McCullers, and they're doing it with Charlie Morton. And remember, McCullers and Morton have been injury guys in their careers, so it's probably the better part of caution for the Astros to be careful with these guys if there's anything minor. You know, just, hey, take a week off. We'll fill it in with, you know, some young guys, and even if we take a loss or two.
I guess
you
guys have an opportunity to play,
right, that's
too.
The other part of it. You're going to get Francis Martez, your number one prospect, his first start in the big leagues against the Rangers. You're getting experience for your young prospects and building pitching depth throughout your organization. At the same time, if you're an Astro fan, you're like, man, you're kind of shaking. That's the only thing that can slow this thing down is injuries. And
don't forget, they're still going to be looking for pitchers too.
Oh, no doubt.
On the way. They're not, this isn't,
no, no
they're
doubt.
Not resting guys so that they get better and they're ready for the playoffs. They're doing that because they're still looking.
And in big picture, they're going to get Colin McHugh back at some point, likely after the All-Star break in July. He's been on the 60-day DL. And they're almost certainly going to make a trade for a frontline starting pitcher. So they're going to add pieces to this already deep rotation. I tend to think this is pretty really, really precautionary and playing for the big picture more than anything else with those Astros. But I just need to say, before we get to the break, Yu Darvish was awesome last night. Yu Darvish, that's the kind of stuff that if, you know, if the Rangers fall out of contention and he comes on the market, as a rental player, even for any of the contenders, that's the kind of stuff that is ridiculous for you.
Got to have him.
Oh, he was great. The Astros' only hit was a, you know, Alex Bregman kind of off the end of the bat liner that Nomar Mazara probably should have caught in left field. If not for that, it would have been 7 no-hit innings for Yu Darvish last night. He was really, really good. So we'll talk some baseball, how the Major League Draft impacts the Longhorns. We'll hit that, plus the College World Series field is set. And how about Lincoln Riley flipping a commitment? We've got recruiting battles north and south of the Red River. It's going to be fun with a couple of young guns at Texas and Oklahoma now. We'll dive into that coming up. Lot to do. Busy morning. Your thoughts on Durant and the Warriors, LeBron side of it, plenty of baseball, plenty of football. We're all over it on a Tuesday. It's B&E. Going to be a muggy one, partly cloudy this morning, sunny and 94 in Austin, Texas on your Tuesday. It's 104.9. It's AM 1260. We stream it on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
All right, a lot of thoughts on the Specs text line. A lot of conversations to be had on a Tuesday. Glad you're with us, B&E on the Horn. And we got a lot going on this week. Father's Day is Sunday. Let me mention, of course, the U.S. Open tees off on Thursday morning from Erin Hills in Wisconsin, just north of Milwaukee. It's going to be a brutal setup by the USGA. It's going to be a very difficult golf course, so it makes it all the more difficult to pick your three golfers that are going to win you the most money over the 4 days. When we come in on Monday, so you win our prize pack, which, Buck, is going to be pretty incredible. How about this? We're getting an addition to Golf for Four out at Cimarron Hills. Plus, you always throw in a little jug of Tito's.
Yeah, Tito's
handmade
is there.
Vodka.
Yeah, the big jug. Get the big jug this time.
How about a chartered fishing trip from our friends at the Rhino Brothers Outdoor Group, Chris Reinhart and Company, Rhino, who calls the show sometimes. You and a guest, hopefully your dad, or if you're a dad, you and your son, we'll join Chris and Rhino and the Big Uglies, myself, and if Buck wants to go, we'll be going fishing.
Going fishing.
Oh, yeah. Plus, we'll throw a bunch of other stuff in there. So a fishing trip with the Big Uglies and you and I from the Rhino Brothers, and then Golf for Four at Cimarron Hills. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So
good Father's Day special there, too.
Oh, man. All you got to do is pick three golfers, and if your three golfers win the most money, come Monday. After the U.S. Open, you'll be the winner. And shoot them to me, ehogan at hornfm.com. That's how we collect those. It's ehogan at hornfm.com. Invite your buddies. Get those in. Going to be fun. But it's going to be tough to pick three.
You better put somebody that's going to put the ball in the fairway. It doesn't have to be a long hitter, but
straight.
From what I hear in this fescue, guys are taking swings.
They can't find
missing,
the ball.
They can't find a ball, and they're taking swings where they go underneath the ball.
Well, Kevin Na, who's on the PGA Tour, he put out a social media video and showed through his Instagram. He said, you got about 5 yards of rough, which is thick. You know what I read yesterday about Erin Hills? Nobody's played on this course all year. They haven't played on it. I mean, this thing is lush. It is not played. And so you've got he shows about 5 yards of rough off the fairway, the very narrow fairways, as it always is. And then it's this fescue. And he threw his ball just off the fairway into this rough, and he couldn't find it. Took him a couple minutes to even find his ball. Once he did, he tried to hack it out and didn't move it 2 feet. Then this is going to get interesting if they don't mow down some of that fescue, which they probably won't. You might want to pick straight hitters.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have
straighter
to hit it far,
the better.
Straighter, yes.
Because if you could be long, but if you're inaccurate and you end up in some of that fescue, that high grass, it is lush, it is thick.
And that's why I have to worry about guys like Jordan Spieth who have been struggling to keep it in the fairway.
It'll be you talk about penal.
But you know who keeps it in the fairway? Rosie.
That's Justin
right.
Rose.
That's right. Rosie keeps it in the fairway.
And he can putt.
And he can putt, yes.
Maybe Phil Mickelson's right to miss this one for his daughter's graduation. So we've got that. Get him to us. Ehogan at hornfm.com is the email address. Also, the rest of the week, I'll be giving out tickets to the Round Rock Express game for you and your dad and your family on Sunday. So you can come join us and watch the game out on the berm for Father's Day. Go to our website to learn all about that at hornfm.com. Love to see you. It's a great Father's Day promotion we're doing with Budweiser and Bud Light. Great way to spend Father's Day at the Dell Diamond. They got all kinds of things happening at the Dell Diamond on Father's Day. So go to the website. We'll be calling names. And if your name is called, we'll be giving out 4 packs to the Express game on Father's Day coming up throughout the week. So head to the website, hornfm.com, and get your three golfers. Email them to us at ehogan at hornfm.com. A couple of texts on the Specs text line, Buck, says, unless Kawhi, LBJ, and Kyrie wind up as teammates, I'm searching for the combo that challenges the Golden State Warriors. How about this, though? The Spurs fans have rallied back. They say the balance of power is not that off. San Antonio was 2-1 against Golden State in the regular season, and if healthy, Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard, that series would have been much different. San Antonio will go after CP3 and beat Golden State next year.
Hey, stop dreaming, will you?
I hope so.
Stop it.
I'll sit here and say, I hope so. I hope to see a team that can contend. I agree. I would love to see it.
It's not going
to
be the Spurs with Tony Parker.
Well, I would say I think Kawhi Leonard is a building block piece that gives you a chance, because the one thing that Kawhi Leonard continues to evolve his all-around offensive game. He's a guy that can be somewhat of a defensive stopper on Kevin Durant, which no one else has, right? So if you have that, and a guy, if you can add a CP3, or you can add, you know, if you get LaMarcus Aldridge to get back to all-star levels to that contract and play to the 25 and 10 player he was in Portland.
It's going to be interesting to see if you can just continue to wait for LaMarcus Aldridge year after year, because you don't have much time, because every year you know where Golden State will be, right? So LaMarcus Aldridge has one more year, because there won't be another year after that if he doesn't.
But I think, I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, and they need Pau Gasol to retire and pick up his player option to save them a lot of money.
How much does he get to stick around?
16.
Oh.
And it's a player's option.
Oh, baby.
16. Well, he and Tony Parker count $31 million on their cap. And Parker's 35 and coming off injury. You wonder if he'll retire. Manu Ginobili was not making a ton, but he's likely to retire. You know, if those three guys decided to retire.
Parker, now you can go get some. Now Manu, you can go get some things done.
It'd give them about $40 million to go after.
Well, I can see Mono and Tony Parker doing it for the Spurs because they're lifelong Spurs. But for the other guy, Gasol, I'm thinking $16 million. No, I think I'll stick around. You gave me this deal. I want to stick around, and he can tell you I'm going to get a little bit better. But a little bit better for Gasol is not good enough.
No, but they need LaMarcus Aldridge to get a lot better and work with Tim Duncan all offseason and the nuances
and he's got
of that
a year.
Offense.
And he's got 1 year.
And get together with Kawhi Leonard and become running buddies, because if you've got a big like LaMarcus, which is something Golden State doesn't have, right, and then you have Kawhi who could somewhat go mano a mano with Durant, you get CP3 to battle, you know, with Steph Curry, you know, all of a sudden you get your – and then you got Pop with the way they go out and add pieces and guys that fit the puzzle – you kind of like those odds. That's the one team I can find outside of Cleveland that could make a run. But outside of that, Golden State looking like a juggernaut. Can we hear from Steve Kerr real quick? I know the conversation was had by a lot of folks. You guys probably at poker night last night. Steve Kerr, man, what a great job. That guy, I know he's got back issues, but he gets to coach these guys. He can leave and come back, and they still win the title. And Steve Kerr agrees with you.
I've got the best job in the world. These guys are so gifted and so committed to each other and so unselfish. And I love the players, love the coaches, and Bob Myers has been such a great friend to me these last couple of years. Peter and Joe, amazing organization. And I want to say a special thank you to Mike Brown and my whole coaching staff for keeping the ship sailing smoothly when I was out. So fun to be part of this.
You can have, it's a players' league, but you can have that when players are unselfish like those guys are. You really can. And as you said before, in this day and age, from middle school on, it's hard to get players to do what these guys are doing. So it's really hard to be mad at the Warriors or upset at them or not like Steph Curry or like Kevin Durant or anybody on that team, including the guy that kicks you in the nuts, because he had to give up a lot, you know, this year to have, you know, because he was one of those stars that he took a backseat to a lot when Kevin Durant came there. So to get them to play like that as a team, and they look like they're having fun doing it, that's going to be a problem for the NBA, because a lot of teams can't do that.
This guy says Kevin Durant has an interesting perspective. Kevin Durant must feel like Julia Roberts on Pretty Woman.
He's not a whore. Kevin Durant's not a whore. He's a smart guy. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Leave the good guy alone. He's fine.
But
he's a cupcake.
He got it. He was spectacular last night in the series.
He never got 50 for me, but gee, 39, averaging 39.
We averaged 35, and he scored 39 last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, he was marvelous. So.
And see, the problem with him was when you start talking about Kevin, about this team not being physical inside, you know what they do? Then Kevin Durant can go to the boards.
No,
he's
can.
So long.
They're
he
long.
Can be a rebounder if he wants to.
And stinking Pachulia again last night, that guy.
And he's not the skinny kid that played at the University of Texas, can only lift one. Couldn't put up 185. He's a strong, physical basketball player in the NBA now.
He's a grown man.
He's a grown man now.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't look like LeBron by any stretch, but he is much more physical. And, you know,
there's only two other guys that are as physical as he is. That's LeBron and Kawhi Leonard. There's nobody else. I mean, you can name all those young big centers and all that other stuff. Kevin Durant will take those guys to the hoop.
Agreed. I just will say over and over, I just think the league would be better if he had signed with Boston. And I don't like Boston. I don't like the Celtics.
No, I don't.
But that would have made, that would have created a great storyline. You know, one of the great franchises, young Isaiah Thomas, Brad Stevens. You know, they have the rest of the pieces in Boston. You give them LeBron, you give them Kevin Durant, that's a team that really can contend with anybody, including Golden State without Durant, in my mind. And that's, you know, Brad Stevens coaches more of a team brand of basketball, which is what Kevin Durant was looking for, outside of Russell Westbrook and company and what they were doing in Oak City. But either way, he made his decision. He's got his championship, and it's probably the first of many. He's also the MVP. We'll reset it for you coming up in our headlines. Also, here's a text that's interesting. It says, E, the Rangers are still the Rangers. They're getting healthy and getting hot. They're not sellers, and they would never sell to the Astros. I'm talking about you, Darvish. I tend to agree. I love Jeff Bannister. I know that team won't give in, but they're on a bit of a streak, but they've also taken streaks the other way. I don't much like their pitching beyond you, Darvish, the rest of the way, but we'll see with that. And time will tell. You know, a month from now, 6 weeks from now, we'll know if the Rangers are in the mix to buy or sell. I think where their organization is right now, it might behoove them to sell because you can restock your organization, which they need to do in the farm system. And remember, you, Darvish, is a free agent at the end of the year.
Right.
And you've got to re-sign him. So if you're not sure if that's going to happen, then you should give him up, unless you think you're going to go win the World Series at that spot. But we'll find out.
Boy, it's hard to give him up, though.
Well,
it'd be hard to give him up if you were to rebuild. Now he's just—it looks like he's just starting to get healthy and come on
right
to
no,
his own. So
that's a tough decision. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I got to say thank you very much to Officer Gam. Can't say his whole name, but yesterday afternoon I got pulled over. I was in the 88 Silverado, toting a bunch of stuff for the Mullet Open and the kids and the girls that I'm doing the Mullet Open for here early next month. But I want to thank Officer Gam. Pulled me over. I was on my cell phone. There was no doubt about it. He was right behind me. He pulled me over, and he asked me why. And I said, yeah, I was on my cell phone doing some business and, you know, picking up stuff. And he said, I'm just going to give you a warning. He was real professional. He was a really nice guy. And just the way he handled his demeanor coming up to me and everything else, you know what I'm saying? That dude could have looked on that truck and saw all kinds of things on that daggum 1988. But he was really cool, and I really appreciated the way he handled his business yesterday.
Nice.
Gave me a warning, went about his business, said, hey, listen, have a great day. He said he told me all about how you do it with the phone and everything else, and not even a blink.
Well, I'll give you my update on the fondling the phone. We got an update on that deal for me, but I'm glad you got out. We're going to court on that deal.
I didn't even have my ring on. No ring.
Golly.
Yesterday, yes.
All right, lot to do. Talking NBA Finals, plenty of baseball in the mix, and we'll get into the football in our coach's corner. Lincoln Riley has fired back at Tom Herman. Get you the details. This whole battle between the young guns, the Red River North and South, going to be a lot of fun. Oklahoma has stolen a recruit back from Texas. We'll get you the details, plus your headlines, and plenty to do. It's B&E on what's going to be an extremely hot Tuesday. Sunny in 94 today, Sunday in 96 tomorrow. The dog days are fast approaching. Here on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Here's an interesting text. Take it for what it's worth. It heard from a source whose dad is a coach for the Rangers, the big league team that believes they will trade Yu Darvish and then re-sign him after the season. Wouldn't be surprised to see that at all, especially if the
Could
Rangers
happen.
Are muddling around 500 or just below. They absolutely can. They can get the Yu Darvish you saw last night, that pretty much no-hit the Astros through seven innings, one of the better hitting teams in all of baseball, just handcuffing the Stros. He was terrific attacking the zone with his stuff. That's a guy that can demand four or five top prospects on an open market situation. Now, is the fact that he is a rental kind of diminishes the value just a little bit, but for a team that's wanting to go for it, he would be a game changer, as would Cole Hamels if he gets healthy. I mean, Cole Hamels could be in that same boat, and he's at the back end of his contract as well. And there's another name to put in there if you're a Ranger fan. There's a kid in Japan named Shohei Ohtani. He's a 22-year-old phenom. They call him the Japanese Babe Ruth. He's the kid that hits 500-foot home runs and pitches, throws the ball 99 miles an hour. He's expected to come to the big leagues this offseason. Now, there's debate whether he's coming or not. The Rangers are seen as a front runner for that. Because Yu Darvish was the kid he grew up idolizing.
Oh, I see.
And Yu has reported back that, you know, he loves the Rangers and the organization and the city. Put that out there, too. Shohei Ohtani is a name that there's debate whether he'll actually leave Japan, because it could cost him upwards of $200 million if he leaves, because they want him to stay, and because he's the Babe Ruth of Japan. But you got to see this kid. He is
200 mil. That dude is got going on.
Well, he'll make that in the big leagues eventually if he shows out. He's only 22. I mean, it's not like, you know, he's almost, it's guaranteed 200 million in Japan. Most expect when he gets to the big leagues, he'll eventually make that. But there are new international rules that MLB has put in place that would handcuff him a little bit in the beginning of his career at the MLB level. But that's a name to mention, and the Rangers are seen as a front runner because of Yu Darvish and his idolization of him. And you know, so that all plays into the whole conversation. But the Rangers beat the Astros last night, 7-1. We'll reset that for you. Also coming up in our coach's corner, we're going to dive into Lincoln Riley. It's flipping a recruit, but back
except
from
Tom Herman's.
Oh yeah, from Tom Herman's. This is going to be fun to watch these two. Plus, we've got the update on the Major League Baseball draft and how it impacts the Longhorns, because it does. And the Astros nabbed an Aggie pitcher, which you get your details on coming up in our coach's corner. But you got pulled over yesterday on your phone.
Yes, I was in the Silverado.
And the cop let you go, gave you a warning.
Well, I mean, it wasn't just letting me go. It was the fact of the way he handled his business. It's not often. You know, you hear all these bad things about cops, and they pull you over, and they're, you know, kind of motionless, and the whole works when they do these
things. Like the
things.
One that pulled me over.
Yeah, they're like this business. They're into some kind of a business. This guy was very cordial to me. Yeah, this guy was cordial. We just kind of talked, and I said, hey, I'm sorry. I was on the phone. I was trying to do some business on the phone. He said, you know what? I'm going to give you some instructions about your phone. He said, you know what I'm saying? He said, you can't even hold it in your hand. He said, you can put it down, you can talk in the speaker, but you can't have it in your hand, you can't have discussions on it. He said, but listen, I just want to give you a warning. And I mean, the guy could have looked at my truck and found 50 things wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Running,
he could have gone past.
You smuggling things?
Well, he could have gone, well, no, but he could have gone way past.
The HEB baggers you got in there.
No, it's the truck. She could only have been in the cab, chopped up or whatever, but it's.
Got some weed in there?
No, I did have two bottles of Tito's in the front seat. Capped.
Open?
Oh, okay. No, capped.
You got duck sausage? Is that
no,
against the law?
No.
So, hold on. Let me get this right.
It was a
black dude in a 1988 pickup truck with like a Tito's bottle in a brown bag
two.
In your front seat.
It wasn't in brown bag. It was on the seat. There were two of them in a little mini cooler, as a matter of fact.
In the cooler?
It was in a mini cooler. Yes, it was in a I was taking them to.
DK's got Tito's on ice.
But the thing about it was the guy's demeanor, okay? That's what I'm talking about. That he could have said, you know, that guy right there could have given me a ticket, and I would have been okay with it. I wouldn't have had any problems just the way he handled it, period. He didn't come all up on me and you know, he did things the right way. He did things that I wish all officers would do.
And
most pedestrians, people in cars, motorists, when they deal with an officer of the law, that's it was just an encounter that was okay. And probably the real okay part of it was I just got a warning.
Well, and I
that
told
was
the
real okay part.
Back in, when was that? February when I got my ticket.
Yes,
and I've told the story. I was on I-35 between Old Torf and where was it? Right there, coming off of from 71 on to 35, coming
yes.
on to Old Torf, and I'm heading to UT for a press conference, Tom Herman press conference, about 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's dead stop traffic. So I get into the far right lane because I had just gotten onto the freeway from 71, so I'm just there, and I'm on the far right lane. Somebody shoots me a text. I pick up the phone to see who texted. And here comes this cop on the shoulder looking into my car and rings me up. Boom. And didn't even mention. I didn't even give me a chance to
explain.
Was
he a motorcycle dude?
No, he was in like an SUV.
One of those black ones, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Officer Gam was in that yesterday, yes.
So he pulls me over. And, of course, they've got three other people pulled over up the road. You can see them. I mean, this is a complete fundraiser.
Yes.
Looking into people's cars who were going like
two.
Dead stop traffic, 1 mile an hour. And I wasn't even, he's like, he said I was fondling my phone.
Oh, he said the word fondling.
Well, when I was looking at see who sent me a text. So our boss, Mr. Nasur, we're taking this to court. We're fighting this.
You're not going to pay the hundy?
Heck no. He got me a, well. There
you
was
got
a,
it down to a hundy?
There was a deal on the table, but
oh,
I
deal?
Said no.
You
no.
said no to the deal?
I fought the law, baby. I'm fighting the law. Johnny Law.
Better win that. Better win
it's
that
the principle.
One. Got to win that. You got to have a win in that. Can't come out a loser in that one.
What are your lawyer fees? Do they exceed the ticket itself?
Probably.
Oh, of course they
would.
You know that dude? He's a high-priced lawyer.
I'm telling you, man.
But it's worth the money.
By the way, he likes going to court. he loves a challenge.
We're going to win that one. We're coming back. Headlines. We'll reset them all. There's plenty. Plus our coach's corner. Got a lot to do on a muggy and warm Tuesday here on B&E. It's 104.9. It's AM 1260. Streaming on the new Horn app and at hornfm.com.